The following is an interview with Denis Ouellette, a representative of Teamsters Local 106, the union representing local school bus drivers who have been on strike since the 1st of May. So could you just go over, I guess, how the negotiations or the lack thereof have progressed so far?
No, there's nothing happened. You know, this weekend, like I was on the picketing line, like until Friday, and during the weekend, I said to myself, oh, I think I will just send another like invitation to Sogesco for Autobus La Salle and Bigra, and also to Autobus Campo, just to tell them again that we are still available and willing to come back to the bargaining table. But what I wrote in my email, I said, we are willing to meet, but for serious talk, because I don't want, you know, to go to the bargaining table and then again they will come and say, oh, you know what, we don't have money and we don't have like what you're asking for, because, you know, the driver rejected like a little bit more than 5% increase of the hourly wage. So I say, I wrote in my email, we are willing to be at the bargaining table, but those negotiations have to be like serious, and there is so far at 1:30 in the afternoon, no words.
So could you remind our listeners here a little bit about what you guys are asking for here and what the negotiations are actually over? It's salaries, but also the amount of time that they're spent as well?
Yeah, what is litigious is the duration of the collective agreement, because the employer wants a six-year contract, because he wants to match it with his school bus contract with the different school board. And it's also the salary, because as I've told you already, you know, a school bus driver barely makes like $20,000 a year. Mm-hmm. They work split shift. They work 182 days a year. They are off. They are on unemployment benefits for the summer and during Christmas time. So, yeah, they roughly earn like around $20,000. And those drivers, they want to improve their quality of life. And we want, you know, to improve that profession, because if we are unable to do that, to bring them like better wages and better working conditions, at one point, you know, those retirees who are at work now and will decide at one point to go and enjoy those few years they have, there will be no one to replace them, because already we are seeing a shortage of school bus drivers, and because the working conditions are not interesting, because people cannot earn a living. You need to have a second and sometimes a third job to make ends meet. So, yeah, it's a difficult situation.
And so you said they had initially offered something, was it 5%, you said?
Is that... Yeah, it was a little bit more than 5%. And, you know, the cost of living, I think last year was around 6.8%. So in what it says to the driver, it says, okay, you're getting poorer. Hmm. You're getting less money than the cost of living. So for sure, they rejected that. So, and we know that the different like companies, they receive between 15 to 25% increase in their contract with the different school board. So if you get an increase of 15 to 25% and you're only willing to offer 5%, it's a little bit insulting for the driver, because we are aware of those percentage of increase in the amount of their contract. It's public. It's known. Yeah.
And so how much would you, are you asking for specifically? Do you know?
Well, for the percentage, I think the driver are, because I have so many different companies, but for sure the driver are asking for increase of their wages between 15 to 20%.
Okay. And that's year over year? Like,
No, it's not. No.
Over the course of the 6-year contract?
Yeah, it's for the school year of 2022-23. So this school year, and next year, what the driver are asking is for an increase that is representative to the cost of living. So if the cost of living, let's say, is like 4%, they are expecting to get 4%, because, you know, the contract that the employer has with the different school board is linked to the cost of living. So if the cost of living is, let's say, in 2023, like 5%, the employer will receive 5% increase of their contract. So in our bargaining, we are linking the increase of salary to the cost of living of what the employer receives. But for the school year 2022-23, for sure the bus driver are asking increase in their pay of 15% to 20%, because it represents what the employer received from the government.
And as far as the length of the contract there you're talking about, what are you guys asking for here?
Yeah, but you know, the driver were asking for a three-year contract. For sure, everything is negotiable. So if the employer comes to the bargaining table with something, let's say, a little bit more interesting, maybe people will be willing to have a contract that is a little bit longer. But 6 years for us, it's a long time. Many things can happen in 6 years. No one could have predicted, like, the past 3 years that we would have gone through all of those things. So, yeah.
It just makes it so you're able to go to the table and renegotiate and in shorter terms Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so we are willing to go back, but for serious talks, you know, we don't want just to meet for coffee and say, okay, do you have something else to tell me? Oh, no, you know, I have nothing else to tell you. I'm not willing to go back at like that. Just do a FaceTime with me and it would be good. I would have seen you. So if you come back to the bargaining tables because you have something interesting to tell me. Otherwise, I don't want to see them. But we are willing. We are waiting for a phone call. We are waiting for a response on their behalf. But so far, nothing.
And how many drivers are on strike here with the Teamsters throughout the Outaouais specifically?
It's almost 300 drivers. I think it's 97 or 100 in Autobus Campo. Bigot Transport is 100, and Autobus Assel, I think they're 97 drivers on strike. So almost 300 drivers.
Thanks for your time, Denis. I appreciate it. If there's anything else you wanted to let our listeners know, I'll give you the last word here.
No, I just want the listener to know that we are very, like, sympathetic to what all the parents are experiencing now. They have to drive their kids to school, and for sure the school bus driver would rather be behind the wheel of their buses driving the kids to school than being on strike. And we are keeping, like, we're asking you to keep, like, your support for the driver, because we need them. They are an important part of the school system, and without them, we see what is going on now, like all the inconvenience that is happening with the parents. So we need to improve those working conditions for those school bus drivers. We need that.